Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, family. It is Pam Price from the Ellen Foundation. Of course, this is Unheard Voices. It's our morning series. Just always grateful to come before you, that God has allowed me to come before you on another day and just give you some uplifting words of encouragement to start your day off. So, this morning, I just want to talk about my rescue story. I know everybody has a rescue story, but, you know, through the morning series, I use what I've gone through to encourage others, to let them know that God has not forsaken them, nor has he left them, left you. So, you know, as most of you know who have followed me and spoken with me, I turned 60 this year. And that was, you know, when the day came, it was another day like any other. But it was just celebrating and had some fun, and I didn't think too much of it. And then one of my colleagues, we were out delivering school supplies one day, and we got on the conversation of age, and Lord knows I don't remember how we got there, and I was like, yes, I just turned 60 years old, and she was actually totally caught off guard. She was like, wow, I could not believe that. And then she asked me a question, which at the time did not bother me, and it didn't really bother me later, but it allowed me to ponder even the more. She asked me, how did it feel to be 60? What was it like turning 60? And initially, which was true, it's just like, oh, it just felt like another day. But, you know, and I thought about it even the more, it was like, wow, I turned 60 years old. And I look back over my life to see all my all the joys and the pains, the missteps, the correct steps, the down in the dungeon, down in the valley, to the highest of the highs, to the lows of the lows. But through that, I saw God's hands through every step that I had taken, everything that I was close to, you know, losing my life. I was close to all these things, but God had camped his angels around me, and he guided me on this journey to not only learn more about myself, but to learn to forgive and learn to love myself and love others, expecting nothing in return. So as I continued on thinking about this, it's just like, wow, you know, God's hand has been with me through everything, through every situation, and he rescued me. He rescued me from myself. Our hurts and our pains and, you know, our missteps and our good steps sometimes turn out to be challenges within our lives. Yes, even the good ones, because we think that we did it on ourselves and we don't need nobody else, which makes us puffed up and bigger than what we really are. So through that, my rescue story are the bigger story, and then there are so many little stories throughout the big rescue story where God has just been with me. And I am so grateful that he rescued me from my today. As I come before you, I just ask you to just think about your rescue story. And if you don't have a rescue story, think of a rescue story of a friend or a family member, how God has kept them through their trials and their tribulations, their heartbreaks, their, you know, you name it. And, you know, our rescue story is a story of God's greatness in our lives. Even when we didn't think that it was, going to turn out the way that it was, that it did, God's greatness is meant for our good. Sometimes we can't see the good through all of the stuff that's happening around us, but God's good is in everything. And that goes back to what I was have been sharing throughout, is that we have to invite him in. We have to invite him in to every situation in which we are going through. Invite him in to everything that is going on in your life, because I am a witness. I can tell you that he has made a way out of no way where I couldn't see how he was going to pay my bills or how I was going to house my family, how I was going to feed my family, so many things. But he made a way. And he rescued me when my back was up against the wall, when I had nothing else to do but to turn around and say, you know what, Lord, I give up. This is not about me. This is about you. And he rescued me. So, to encourage you through whatever you're going through, wherever you are on this day. I know people are still going through COVID, returning back to work, mourning so many things that are happening within our nation. I just encourage you that as you begin your day, that you invite the Lord in, that you invite his goodness, his love, his grace, his mercy, and allow that to wash over you. Allow that to be such a place of love for you. And all you have to do is just invite him in. Just like, Lord, I can't do this without you. And even if you've done some things without him, that's only temporary. God will put things into motion which are bigger than just one day or 2 days, or maybe longer. But even if you are sitting high financially and you have all these things, it doesn't mean anything if you are miserable, if you are not happy with your life, if you are treating your family like garbage, pretty much, if you are not with your family, working so much to provide all of these great, beautiful things, but you're not there. Invite him in so he can begin to wash you with his love, so he can begin to develop you and to allow you to understand the importance of loving yourself, forgiving yourself, forgiving others. It is such a joy to know that God goes before me, that he has kept his angels around me and my family. But let me just tell you, it doesn't mean that I don't have challenges in my life, even though I invite him in. Nope, don't mean that. It means that even in my challenges, I know who holds me. I know who goes before me. I know this. And through that, and through that knowledge, it allows me to have more peace about wherever I am in my character building days. So yes, wherever you are in your story, in your life, in your journey, wherever you are, it will turn out to be a rescue story. He never gives up on you. He never gives up on you. Yes, he stands at the door and he continues to knock. As the word says, he will knock, 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 knock. And it is up to us to continue to invite him in to every aspect of our lives. Don't be hard on yourself if you fail. If you be like, oh, man, I messed up. Don't be hard on yourself, because everybody, you know, messes up. Everybody, you know, takes a wrong turn. But turn yourself around quickly when you find yourself in that situation and ask for forgiveness. He's gracious like that. And just remember that God is so sovereign that he already knew you were going to make that mistake. He already knew that those things were going to happen within your life. So just continue to invite him in. He's your rescue story. So as we begin this day, I just want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for camping your angels around us. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being a confidant. We thank you for going before us in those cases that families have before them. Lord, we thank you for being our attorney. We thank you for just being my friend. Lord, and as we begin this day, we commit this day unto you. May our words be filled with edification about your love and your grace and your journey that you've given and how you've kept us. Lord, we are nothing without you. We can't do anything without you. And even if we think we can, we mess it up. So, Lord, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness. Thank you for pruning our hearts and pruning our minds to allow a new heart to be given to us. We thank you. Lord, we pray over the families who are in the midst of their journey, looking to have a rescue story. Lord, we ask that you come in to their homes and love these families, Lord, and just help them on this journey to understand you even more. Lord, we pray over the nation. We pray over our communities. We pray over our leaders, Lord. There are just so many things that are going on, and we know that you are in control over everything, everything. And we believe that you have a purpose for everything that happens, Lord. So we will wait and stand in awe to see what you will have come out of this day and the days to come. We thank you for your mercy this day, Lord. We thank you for your grace for this day, Lord. We thank you for camping your angels around us and continuing to deliver us. Thank you, Lord, for removing those things which continue to pull us back into our old ways or continue to call us into things that we no longer did. Thank you for removing our enemies, Lord. We thank you for giving us the grace to not even give our enemies the time of day. But Lord, what we do, we pray for our enemies. We forgive our enemies, those that are out there to mean us harm and danger. Lord, we are nothing without you. And we thank you for being our rescue story. We thank you. In Jesus' name, pray this prayer. Amen. So family, as you continue on your journey, as you continue to come before him and start your day, remember, you have a rescue story. Every day you will come in contact with a rescue story. But don't worry. Don't worry. He is with you. And as you cannot see your way clear, just remember that there's going to be greatness on the other side. He just needs you to just walk and not touch it, not take control over the woulda, coulda, shoulda, not to do anything. So I thank you. I thank you for being obedient. I thank you for even in your fears that you walk your way through. Remember, just invite him in. And if you do not know the Lord, or if you're struggling to understand all of the things in which is in that's on this journey, that what is this journey about, feel free to reach out to us at LM Foundation. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, info@thelmfoundation.org. We will be happy to help you start your journey to understanding and becoming, getting to know the Lord. If you just want to say a prayer and ask forgiveness, just talk to him. Just talk to the Lord where you are in that situation. Just Lord, I ask you to come into my situation and just ask him for forgiveness and repent. Repent of everything that you've done and your journey will begin. So family, have a great day. Have a great start to the week. Some start their weeks on Sunday. Some start their weeks on Monday. So have a great start. Enjoy this beautiful weather. And just remember, you have a rescue story. Have a great day, family. And look forward to coming before you again. Bye now.